It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Governor Kim Reynolds started easing restrictions on businesses last week by allowing malls, restaurants, and fitness centers to partially reopen in 77 of the state's 99 counties. But some rural counties that have been allowed to partially reopen have seen a rapid increase in COVID-19 cases. IPR's Western Iowa reporter Katie Pikus and IPR's health reporter Natalie Krebs have been looking into this. Natalie joins me now to discuss their reporting. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Clay.
So you two looked at two rural counties in the state, Wapello in the southeast and Crawford in northwest Iowa. Now, these are two counties that, since the governor lifted restrictions, have reported a lot more confirmed cases. What have you found going on?
So when Governor Reynolds made her announcement on April 27th, Wapello County had 10 confirmed cases. As of Wednesday, it had 125 confirmed cases. In Crawford County, we've seen the same rapid increase. It went from 22 cases more than a week ago to 103 cases on Wednesday. So we reached out to these counties to see what was going on. The health department in both of them said this is mostly due to an increase in testing. Both said they've long suspected that there's been more cases in their counties, but they just haven't been able to confirm it. The Wapello County health official said testing restrictions have been eased now so that more essential workers, like meat plant workers, have been able to be tested. And Crawford County health officials said the increase in cases is not tied to businesses reopening. It's still way too early to know that at this point, but instead they think they're coming from people who have maybe relaxed social distancing recommendations, like during the Easter holiday just a few weeks ago.
Okay, so both counties are the sites of meat processing facilities, and these kinds of plants have been the sites of some of the biggest outbreaks in the state. Does this play any part into the increased case count?
So Denison in Crawford County is home to Smithfield Foods and Quality Food Processors, while Ottumwa in Wapello County has a JBS pork plant. The JBS plant had one worker test positive for COVID-19 in late March, but the company has declined to say how many more workers have tested positive. The plants in Crawford County have not confirmed any COVID-19 cases there. Officials in both counties really have pointed to community spread. They say there's no single source or single employer that can really be linked back to sort of most of the cases in their county.
So how many businesses in these two counties have actually been opening up?
Wapello County Public Health Director Linnell Dyers said a lot of businesses and churches in her county have chosen to stay closed, and she is still recommending that people stay home and only leave if they need to. But she says she is working with businesses in the county that have chosen to open. In Crawford County, Denison Mayor Pam Sosman said quite a few businesses have remained closed, and those that have opened have issued guidelines for customers, like wearing masks in stores, along with following some of the public health recommendations coming from the state level.
Okay, finally here, Governor Reynolds said the state is monitoring counties that are allowed to partially reopen and could reinstate restrictions if numbers rise. Has she announced any plans to reinstate restrictions for any of these counties where numbers are rising?
So during Governor Reynolds' most recent press conference on Tuesday, she said the state is using data from the Test Iowa program to monitor the virus across the state. She says this information has given her the ability to track virus movement down to the zip code. But Reynolds has declined to say if she's actually going to put any restrictions back in place. Instead, she's sort of pointed to the fact that there are restrictions still in place. People across the state cannot gather in groups of more than 10, and they're still really expected to practice social distancing. And Reynolds has said the virus is out there. Basically, some people are going to get it. And one of the things she has to do is sort of consider the mental well-being as well as kind of the economic and financial well-being of Iowans as she makes these decisions on what can reopen as well.
All right. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you, Clay.